How you doing, Dave? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chav Zayin, Daf 27 of Masechet Bava Metzia. Friends, 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 your friends. All right, we're going to go weiter in Eilu Metzias, and we're going to learn about more Hashavas Aveda. All right, and it's going to be great. Okay, we're going to start the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin. Omer Aleph Cheva, you want me to roll up my sleeves? Alright, one sec. Alright, let's do it. We're going to start at the Mishnah and Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, about 5-6 lines into the page. Afasim lo oiso bichlal kol eilu velo mayotzos lakashele lo maloch masim lo miyuchede sheish bo simonim v'yesh letovim af kol davar sheish bo simonim v'yesh letovim chayov lehachriz. Wait, am I canceling the noise? I should be. Yeah. Now I'm not. Now I am. Okay. What's this talking about? It's talking about Hashavas Aveda Be'etzim. And because the Pasuk says, if we look at the Pasuk, so there's Taka two Pasukim that I want us to look at. If you have them on the Daf, great. Otherwise, I'll read them to you. Dvarim Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph. Losira es Shor, Achicha O es Seyo, Nidachim V'Salam Tamei Meim. Hashiv teshivim lo achicho, and then two pesukim later in pasuk gimel it says, "B'chein taisel lechamoro, b'chein taisel lesimlaso, b'chein taisel lechol aved asachicha shetovim bimenu mitzasu lasucha lesalim." So we have shor, we have se, we have chomer, we have simla, and we have kol aved asachicha, all things. So how comes? Right. So now back into the Mishnah. So afasim lo oisu bechlal kol elu. So the garment was included in kol aveda sachicha. V'lo mayotzos. So then, why did the Torah have to specify a garment if memele it was included in kol aveda sachicha? L'hakishila. Well, to compare all lost objects, all lost items to a garment. Lo malach to say to you, ma'asim lo miyuchedes sheyesh ba simanim v'yesh latovin. So let's start with Yesh Latovim first. So just like a garment, Yesh Latovim, there are people who are going to claim it. It belongs to somebody. It's not Hefker. It's accounted for. I think the assumption there also was that, I think the assumption there was that at the time, it's not, you wouldn't go to the Gap and just find a million of every single thing just waiting for somebody to claim it. You would have a garment was made specifically for somebody. Right, it exists because somebody wanted it to exist. Somebody paid somebody to make it for them. Right, v'yesh bo simanim, and each one is unique. Everything has its own characteristics. It has signs. So just like a garment is something that has unique characteristics and it belongs to somebody. It's not hefker. Av kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim. So oichit anything that has simanim and has tovim chayv la'achriz. You have to do a Hashavas Aveda. You have to try and find the owner, and you announce, "Hey, people, I found that piece." Okay. Zokti Gemara, my bichlal kol elu. What does it mean? Okay, so we can explain the Mishnah. What does it mean that the garment was included in all of these things? Omar Rove says Rove bichlal kol aveda sachicha. Hoho, that garment was memele included in all lost objects of your brother. All includes all, including garments. Where am I? Omar Rove, lomli the cause of Achmona. So now says Rove, how come the Pasuk says, the Torah says, Shor, Chomer, Se, Simla. Why do we need all of these things? Why can't we just have all lost objects and Memele, it includes all of these things? Tzriche. We need them because. Because of Rachmone Simlo. Pam pam. So if the Torah would have specified a garment, but not, let's say, a chomer, not necessarily a donkey. Hava amino, I would say, Hanimile be'edim di gufo, v'simonim di gufo. If you have a garment and you have witnesses that testify, yes, that is Reuven's garment. Or Reuven's going to give signs and say, yes, that garment had a hole right under the whatever. Had a hole where garments have holes. So in these cases, they're testifying, they're talking about the garment itself, right? That the garment itself belongs to so-and-so, or the garment itself had some kind of unique characteristic. Aval chomer. But what about a donkey? Be'edim de'ukif, v'simonim de'ukif. When it comes to a donkey, you might be testifying about the saddle of the donkey. Oh yeah, that's Reuven's donkey because I recognize that that's his saddle, right? Reuven's donkey has, right, that's Reuven's saddle, memele, it's Reuven's donkey. Or he's going to say, look, I know it's my donkey because, you know, the saddle has such and such characteristics. So when it comes to a donkey, where you're not actually testifying about the donkey itself, you're testifying about it like a Facebook kind of meta thing, like a saddle. So you're not testifying about the thing itself. Amalo, lo madrinale. I would say that we would not return it to the fellow based on descriptions of the characteristics of the Facebook meta in Yonim. Kasvachmona chomer. Therefore, it says chomer. Therefore, the Torah Oichit says a donkey. The afilu chomer b'simonia ukif. That even a donkey with its signs not related to it itself, but related to its accessories, that is also enough and shall be returned to, we can determine its owner and return it to them. Shor vosed chosav rachmon elomali. How, okay, so we explain why we need simlo, we explain why we need chomer, why do we need shor and seh? Shor dafil legizaz novo. That an ox, I don't know if anybody's ever seen an ox before, an ox has a tail, and at the end of the tail there's hairs. So even just the hairs of the tail of the ox, you have to return. Veselig is also, and a sheep for its shearings. V'lichtov rachmona shor, da'afilu l'gizaz novo, v'choshkin selig is also, ho-ho. Now, affecting Gemara, but why do I need shor and seh? Shouldn't it be enough to just have shor? That we're saying that even the hairs on the tail of the ox, you have to return. Memele, then the more significant wool of a sheep, of course, if you have to return the tails, right, the hairs on the tail of an ox, certainly you should have to return the wool of a sheep. That's more significant. So just write shor and memele. I know seh. So elo amar rove, rather says rove, as we've learned before in Masechta Bavli Kame. Chomer debar l'Rabbi Yehuda v'sed aveda l'divrei hakol kasha parada. Chevra, I bet you've all, whether you realize it or not, you've been waiting for Daf Chov Zayin of Masechta Bava Metzia, because we've been in suspense ever since Daf Nun Dalet of Masechta Bava Kama, where it says that chomer debar of Rabbi Yehuda. Who can tell me what chomer debar of Rabbi Yehuda is? Think, take out your thinking caps. Chomer debor of Rabbi Yehuda is that we have a limud when it comes to nizke bor, nezek of a pit. So it says, shor, v'nafal shama shor o chamor. That a ox or a donkey falls into a pit. We say, shor v'lo adam, chomer v'lo kelim. That an ox, to the exclusion of, what was it? Damages of a person would be excluded from bor, and chomer v'lo kelim, and not vessels. I think that was pshat, right? I think it was dafka nizke adam, not if it's 10 tefachim deep and he dies. I think then you'd be chayav. I think dafka damages of adam v'kelim. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda mechayav afilu nizke kelim babor. Rabbi Yehuda though says that vessels that get damaged in a pit, chayiv for the damages. So the shaila is then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with chomer? Right, according to the chachamim, shor v'lo adam, chomer v'lo kelim. But if Rabbi Yehuda says that kelim, that right is mechayiv al nizke kelim babor, so what do you do with chomer? It's a shaila. And se by aveda, right? We just said it says shor, chomer, se, simla. Right, what is it supposed to say? It says yes, simla. So. So we explain why we have simla, we explain why we have chomer, we explain why we have shor. Why do we have seh? It's extra, we don't know. So says Rav Amarav Chomer Debor Rabbi Yehuda Veseda Aveda L'Divrei Hakol, and said when it comes to Hashavas Aveda according to everybody, Kasha, yeah, we don't know how to explain why it's there. But Emel Galal L'Mudah Soho. So what? Maybe I'll say that Seh is to say that you even have to return dung. Galal Mafkuri Mafkuri, but you don't have to return dung because people are not makpid on their animals' dung. They're mafkir it. It's efkir. You don't have to return it. Okay. Maybe Seh is in the Pasuk to teach us about Simonim. Because we're going to learn, the last chunk of today's daf is going to be about the following question. Simonim de Oraisa de Rabbanon. The concept of providing a sign to as an identifier, the question is, does that work on a level of Midah Oraisa? Or does it only work on a level of midrabanan as an identifier? We're going to get there later on, in maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. So let's say that seh is in the pasuk to teach us that simanim are the oraisa. Right, so again, maybe Seh is coming to teach us about Simonim, about providing signs as identifiers. The Ibayalon that we're going to ask, Simonim de Oraisa or de Rabbonon, or Simonim do we rely upon Simonim as identifiers on a level of Midah Oraisa or only Midah Rabbonon? Because of Achmona Seh, that will be Simonim Me'adrinon. So therefore, the Torah says seh in order to say that taka simonim are midoy raise. Amir midikatoni luutana li simonim gabe simlo. To which the Gemara says, however, our Mishnah mentioned simonim in the context of simlo. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Afa simlo. I'm backing up to our Mishnah. Ha'isa bichlal. Kol elu v'lama yotzes lakish ele alom alach masimlo miched sheish ba simanin v'yesh la tovin avkodav sheish ba simanin v'yesh la tovin chayv lakish. So we see that we're specifically right. It's clearly Rebbe and whoever has these traditions of the Mishnayos. You know, in our tradition in the Mishnayos, we're assuming that simanim are connected to simla and not to seh. Right, so Tana, where am I? So Midikatoni Lu Tana, the Simonim Gabe Simlo, from the fact that the Tana teaches the Simonim by Simlo, the Katoni Ma Simlo Miyuchedes Sheishbo Simonim V'yesh Latovim. We say that a garment is unique in that it has signs, identifiers, that it has claimants, Chayv Lachos, and you have to proclaim it to find its owner. I've called over Sheishbo Simonim V'yesh Latovim Chayv Lachos Shma Mina Dese Lav the Simonim. So from the fact that we're talking about Simonim in the context of Simla, it means that Memele Seh is not coming to teach us about Simonim. And therefore, what is Seh coming to teach us? Ich weiß nicht. We don't know. Tanu Rabbonon, the rabbis taught. Asher tovad prad la'aved Hashem b'shoved pruta, Rabbi Yehuda omer mutsosot prad la'aved Hashem b'shoved pruta, my b'nayu omer abayi mashmoz dorshini ke b'nayu my nafgulei, me asher tovad my nafgulei me umitsosot. And start over. Tanu Rabbanan. Asher Tovad. Right? The Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? L'chol aveda sechicha asher tovad mimenu. That it has to be lost. Something, right? There has to be something. Something that gets lost. A something needs to be a shavar pruta. Prad l'aveda she'ein bo shavar pruta. To the exclusion of a lost object that is less than a shavar pruta, that it's not considered like you actually lost anything of significance that would have to be returned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, umitzosa, Prad laveda shein bo shavar pruta. Rabbi Yehuda says, from the word umitzasa, we learn out that you have to find something of basic significance, and if it's less than a shavar pruta, that would not be of basic significance, and you would not need to return that. My benai, what's the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? At the end of the day, both of them are saying that this lost object needs to be at least a shavar pruta. Omar Abaye, mashmoz dor shenike benai. So, Abaye ot gizok, that, you know what the difference is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Nothing. Just, is it being learned from Asher Tovad? Or is it being learned from Umitzasa? Tanakama says, I think it makes sense to learn it out from Asher Tovad. Rabbi Yehuda says, I think it makes sense to be learned out from Umitzasa. I think that that's what that means. My nafkalei me asher tovud. My nafkalei me umitzasa. Targum learns out from asher tovud. Rebuta learns out from umitzasa. But at the end of the day, it's the same difference. So the man dunafka lay me asher tovad. So okay, so according to Tanakama, who learns it out that it must be at least a shavuot from asher tovad, hay umitzasa my ovile. So what does he do with umitzasa? What does he do with it? Hay miboy lay lich dravnoi. The ravnoi umitzasa dasoy liyode mashma. Well, we've seen before in Bava Kama, right? Right, Bava Kama daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and maybe also earlier in Bava Metzia. Chaver, like a month into Bava Metzia already, it's gevaldig. Chaver, is Bava Metzia your favorite Masechta? For now, at least, right? It's gevaldig. So we talk and learned, right? There was a shaila, right? It says Chol Avedas Achicha. So the shaila is, so you have to return a lost object to a yid. What about from a nochri? Do you have to return a lost object? And the shiloh is maybe only, right, if you see a yid drop something, so a yid, you dafka v'salam to me'am, you have to, right, dafka chase after it and return it, but maybe a nochri, you don't have to go out of your way, but maybe if you it's in your possession, you would have to return it to which we say, you know, umitzasa means if you found it, right, to osi da'asoy liyodei mashma, it implies that he already has it, and still, it's la'achicha, it applies to yin, not to nochri. So if you learn out Shavaputa from Asher Tovad Mimenu, so then what do you learn out from Umitzasa? We learn out Umitzasa that limud. Umitzasa that soy liyode mashma. L'man denafkalei mi Umitzasa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, learns that from Umitzasa. So hi Asher Tovad mayovele. So what does he do with the words Asher Tovad? Mi boi lelich Rabbi Yechanon. Tom Rabbi Yechanon mishum b'shim ben Yechai. Minayin la'avedo sheshot fanor sheim muteres. How do I know that a lost object that gets swept away by the river, that hare elu shelo, you can have it. Shnemar, the pasuk says, "Keitai silcha avedas achicha asher tovad mimenu umitzasa," that you have to return a lost object that was lost from specifically from that person that was lost from that person. Mishavuda imenu mitzuya etzel kol adam, something that gets lost from the person who loses it, but you know anybody else, it's available to them to chap it arayin. Yotzis azo shavuda imenu ve'enu mitzuya eitzo kladam, to exclusion of something that got swept away in the river that nobody's able to collect it right now, it's gone. So there, in that case, if you find it later on, you can keep it. But if it just drops in the shukmach niyuda, you would have to find the owner. Although I guess that was the whole shaila about Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But anyways, fine. Great. Now ve'idach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out Shavaputa from Umitzosos, then how does he know that teaching of Rav Noi that Umitzosos dasi dasoy liyode mashma? Hadu Rav Noi minole nafkale me Umitzosos, the extra vav, he learns out oichit that. Ve'idach hadu Rabbi Yechanon minole, and if you learn out Shavaputa from Asher Tovad, then how do you know Rabbi Yochanan's thing about that it has to be something that is lost but available to other people, not to the exclusion of something, right? To the exclusion of something that gets lost in the river. Nafkalei mimenu. Learns enough from mimenu, right? Meaning from Asher Tovad, he learns out that it has to be Shavaputa. Mimenu, from him, something that's lost from him but available to other people. Vidach mimenu lo mashmalei, whereas Reb Yehuda would say that it's not mimenu alone, it would be asher tovad mimenu. I guess that it would have to be the whole package, that it's lost from him but available to other people. Ravi Omar says, Ravi, pruto she'uzla ika benayu. Ravi says that the nafkamina between Reb Yehuda and Tanakama is a pruto that decreased in value. Mande omer ma'ashe tovad ika. So if you say that if it's based on, it has to be a Shavu Pruta when it gets lost, so if when it got lost, it was a Shavu Pruta, but then it decreased in value afterwards, so if you learn out from Asher Tovad, so then you have to return it, because at the time that it got lost, it was a Shavu Pruta. And if you say if you learn out from umetzasa, well, at the time that you found it, it was less than a shave prutas, you don't have to return it. But even if you learn out from asher tovat, so at the time that it got lost, it was a shave pruta, but don't you also need that umetzasa, that you find something as well that is a shave pruta? And that's not the case over here. Ella pruta she ukra is ika benayu fakert. A pruta that was less than a shave pruta, but then increased in value. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda who learns it from umetzasa, at the time that it was found, it was a shave pruta. So of course it's shayach l'shave aveda. Umando amar asher tovad leka. But if you say the one right based on the one who that gets lost, well, at the time that it was lost, it was less than a shave pruta. Umando amar umetzasa, but inu asher tovad veleka. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda who says umetzasa, and at the time that it was found, it was a shave pruta because it had increased in value by that point. But at the time that it was lost, it wasn't. So don't you need that at the time that it was lost, right? You lost something worth a shave pruta and found something worth a shave pruta. Ella pruta, skip the next word. Shehuzla v'chazor v'hukra ike b'nayim. If you have a pruta that was a pruta at the time that it got lost, then the value of a pruta decreased. But then, or I guess whatever you lost, the value of whatever you lost decreased, but then went up again in value. So essentially at the time that it was lost, and at the time that it was found, it was a shavu pruta, but in the middle it was not. Manda amar asher tovad ika. So if you say, look, that you have to lose something worth a shavu pruta, you lost something worth a shavu pruta, and you also found something worth, and also something worth a shavu pruta was found. Manda amar umitzasa, but according to Buddha, learns that from umitzasa, but inan de ispa shir mitzia mishas aveda vachas mitzia. But if you learn that from umitzasa, so then you need it to be a shavu pruta the entire time, up until the time that it's found, the whole time it must be a shavu pruta. So he would say that you would not have to return that. Oh, okay. So this is the kasha that I said that we were going to get to, and sure enough, we're here. The shalis is a simin midar abonim midar ais that when somebody can provide a unique identifier for the lost item, and he can retrieve it. Is that on the left? Is this sort of concept a deoraisa concept or derabanan concept? My nafkamina. What's the difference? Well, the adure get isha besimonim. That's a big difference. What if a shaliach is coming to deliver a get, but the shaliach misplaces the get and it gets lost? But the shaliach can provide a simon, can provide a identifier. So the shaila is, if identifying something and retrieving it that way is mida oraisa, so let the shaliach provide an identifier, and that works on a level of the oraisa to retrieve it. Let him retrieve the get and deliver it. But if it's only mida rabbanon, so while maybe we could apply it to mominus, maybe we could apply it to, you know, getting back a lost object, but to lehater isha le'alma, right, Eishas Ish, I don't know, maybe if it's only Midar Abanon, we can't rely on a simon to allow a married woman to remarry based on this divorce that was lost, and then based on this get that was lost and retrieved based on simonim. So the shaila is providing, does it providing a simon work on the level of Midar Oraisa or on the level of Midar Abanon? If you say that simonim, that providing a unique identifier works on the level of midoraisa madrinon, so then we would give the, I assume it means that we would give the get back to the shaliach, and then he would be able to deliver it to her. But if we say that a simon only works on the level of midorabonon, ki avu rabonon takanta b'mamon, when the rabonon said that you can provide a simon, that's by mominus, that's by a shavas aveda, avu b'isura, but lahatir eishas ish la'alma, lo avud Rabbanan takanta, then the rabbis would not apply their takana there. So that's the shaila. Toshma, come in here. Afasim lo oisa bichlal kol eile ho. That our Mishnah says that the garment was initially included in kol aveda ashetovad mimenu mitzasa. Kol aveda sachicha, right? Fine. So initially, our Mishnah says initially the garment was included. Veloma yotzos, and how come it was specified? What's the word I'm thinking of? I don't know. Okay, whatever. Everything was included in Kol HaBeit HaSchicha. How come we had to then mention specifically garments? In order to compare all lost objects to a garment. Just like a garment is unique in that it has identifiers and it has owners. And you have to announce it off. So anything that has identifiers and has owners, you must announce in order, right, so you could find the owner. So we see that we're learning out from Simla, right, because it says Simla in the Torah. We learn out Simonim. So clearly, Simonim, Amidor Aisa, says the Gemara, not necessarily Tana Tovin, it's Trichale. No, really, Tovin is what's being learned out from the pasuk mida oraisa. It has to be something that has an owner, and not something that is ownerless, not something that is hefker. Simonim, in terms of why we're learning out simonim from simla, kedin asba. It's not actually learning out from the word simla in the same way that it must be ownerful, that it must have an owner. That's mamish mida oraisa. When we're learning out simonim from simla, that's not mida oraisa. It's only mida rabbanan. It's just an asmachta. Right, so meaning the Mishnah really is talking about Tovin. That's the Oraisa stuff. When it mentions Simonim, that's not in the same way. It's not in the same level. It's not actually the Oraisa. It's only Midrabban. It's an Asmachta. Okay, fine. But Rashi says Kedin Asba below Mikra. Right, without any pasuk. It's not really based on the pasuk. It's just an Asmachta. Fine. Tashma, come in here. Chomer. B'simonim ukif. We mentioned that when the pasuk says chomer, it's to teach that you can claim a donkey by identifying the ukif, the saddle. So we see that the simoni ukif are midoraisa, because it's not from the word chomer in the Torah. Ema be'edei ukif. No, I'll say not by providing identifying characteristics of the saddle, but by providing witnesses who will testify that this saddle belongs to the owner, and therefore the donkey belongs to the owner. Tashma, come in here. Ve'oyo imcha ad drosh achicha oso. So you find the lost object, and you have to hold on to it until your fellow comes to collect it. Right? Ve'oyo imcha ad drosh achicha oso. That it will be with you until the fellow comes to collect it. V'chisayla adaitcha sheitnenu lo kodum sheidushanu. What? And did it enter your mind that you would return it before he came to pick it up? You don't know who lost it. If you knew who lost it, you would return it to that person. The whole point of announcing and things like this is because you don't know who lost it. So it says that you got to hold on to it until the person comes to claim it. Obviously, well, you can return it before the person comes to claim it. You don't know who it is. So Ela Darsheyu, no, what it means is that before you return it, do a shtickle research, do a shtickle test in Ramoyu or in a Ramoy to make sure that he's not a trickster, that he's not trying to steal. He's not trying to steal this lost object. My love, and how do we determine whether he's a trickster or not? B'simonin. It must be what we ask him to provide an identifying characteristic. So therefore we see that we're learning out from Adrosh Achicha Oso that he must provide a simon. So simonim are clearly midoraisa lo be'edim. No, midoraisa, he would provide witnesses that who could testify that yes, this object belongs to this claimant, and that is how you would prove that he's not a trickster. Toshma, come in here. Ein meidin ela al partzif aponim im achotem. Okay, so if a fellow passes away and we want to identify that, right, that he's dead so that his wife can get remarried. So in Me'idim, we only testify Ela al partzif aponim on the face, imachotim with the shnaz. It has to be a face with the shnaz. Afalpi, sheyesh simonim begufa, with a Caleb. And even though there might be other unique identifiers on his body, or on his garments, those identifiers don't work. Those simonim don't work. You have to recognize specifically the face with the shnaz. Shmamino simonim lavdo yiraisa. So then we see that that simonim are not midoraisa, since we are unwilling to rely upon them in identifying this fellow so that his wife can get remarried. So clearly it must be that simonim are only identifiers midorabonon. To which they say, no, you could say that simonim taka are midoraisa, ame gufo de aruch vigots kelov de chashinu l'sheila. That we say, no, you could say that simonim be'etzim are good indicators, validators, midoraisa, just in this particular case of the husband and identifying him, in terms of gufo, yeah, you know what kind of signs you would be unadmissible when it comes to signs, unique identifiers of the body? For example, saying he was tall or short. Lots of people are tall, lots of people are short. That's not enough. That's the problem, is that it wasn't good enough. To say, he was wearing this shirt. Well, maybe he borrowed the shirt. Maybe the shirt wasn't actually his. So you can't identify him by his shirt. But one second. If we're concerned that maybe he borrowed something and therefore we can't rely upon these sort of secondary things, well then, how can we say then that you can identify a donkey by its saddle? Maybe the owner borrowed the saddle and it's somebody else's donkey. Amre lo she'ule, skip the word ukve, lo she'ule in she ukve mishum dimisakev le'lechama. People don't borrow saddles because it will irritate the donkey and you know, cause it to get cut and things like that. So therefore, That's why you can identify a donkey by its saddle, because people don't borrow saddles, which is not the case when it comes to a shirt. Somebody could sometimes borrow a shirt or something, and therefore you can't identify a person by the shirt that they're wearing. They may have borrowed the shirt. Okay, fine. So we can argue that simonim be'etzim are kosher midoraisa. But in this case, the simonim that they were thinking to provide, such as he was tall or he was short, or he was wearing a certain color, or, he was wearing a certain garment, those specifically don't work. Alternatively, you could say his garment, he was wearing a white garment, or a red garment. I live in Yerushalayim. A lot of people wear white shirts. To come and say, oh yeah, he was wearing a white shirt. A lot of people wear white shirts, people. Or red shirts. Less people wear red shirts. A lot of people wear white shirts. Elohad Tanya, that which we learn in a brayse, mitzvah kosher bakis or ba'arnike v'tabas. If a fellow loses, right, he's a messenger to deliver a get, and he loses the get, but then he finds that the get is tied to his money bag. Let's call it a, I don't know. Well, I guess a purse or maybe the arnike is a money bag, a wallet, uvitabas, or a signet ring. Like they would use like a ring that would have like a unique seal on it for like when you had to like seal important things. Oshim etzo ben kelov, or he found the get among his vessels. I feel this man meruba kosher, even if it's a long time later, in any of these scenarios it's kosher. V'sagadaitim chashina l'sheila, and if we're concerned that, well, maybe he borrowed epis, ki mitzo kosher bekis, am I kosher? When he finds the get tied to his purse, why is that kosher? Maybe he lent it out and somebody else tied it to the purse and it's a different get. Nechosh l'sheilu, shouldn't we be concerned that he lent it out? So I'm a kiss v'anike v'tabas l'mashal le'inche. Look, people don't lend out their wallet, their purse, their signet rings. I think signet ring is the correct way to say it. I hope. L'mashal le'inche kiss v'anike mishum de misamne. A wallet and a purse, because people get superstitious about it, that, you lend out your wallet, and then, I don't know, people's luck gets shifted around, and the signet ring, because somebody might copy it, which would be a big problem, right? Meaning, the way that this ring would work is that everybody had their own kind of seal, their own stamp, and when you would, I guess, have like an important letter, you would close the letter and you would stamp it with your seal, and that stamp is unique to you. If you lend it out, then somebody else can duplicate it and then start sealing things as you. So that's something that you wouldn't lend out. Okay? Lema kitanoi, ho. Let's say that this shaila of our simon midaraisa midarabonan, let's say it's taka machlokas tanoim, ein me'idin al ashuma, when identifying if a fellow is gesturbin, so that his wife can get remarried, so what if we see, he's got a wart? Can we say, oh, okay, he's got a wart, that's definitely him? So we say, ein mi'idin ala shuma. A wart is not a good enough identifier. Ve'eloz b'mavoy omer, mi'idin ala shuma. Eloz b'mavoy says, no, a wart is fine. I guess if he has a wart on a particular part of his body, you could say, yep, that's him, he's got that wart. So my lab, let's say the machlokas is the Tanakama sover simonim dirabonon, that the Tanakama says simonim only dirabonon, therefore you can't use it by eshesish. Veloz ben mavoy sover simonim dirayse. Whereas Eloz ben mavoy says that simonim dirayse, and therefore you can identify a fellow based on this wort, based on this simon. Omarovid uchuliyama simonim dirayse. So Rava says, no, you could say that everybody agrees that simonim are midoraisa, v'ahocho, here the machlokas is, b'shuma mitsuyu b'bengilo kamifligay, the shaila is, I think bengilo here is talking about people who were born at like the same constellation, at the same like hour, same time. So maybe lots of people who were born at similar times might have similar warts, and therefore it's not particularly unique. Masov shuma mitsuyu b'bengilo, so Tanakama says, yeah, lots of people, I guess, born at the same time can have similar warts. Whereas Eloz ben Mavoy says no, it doesn't work like that, and therefore you can uniquely identify somebody by their warts. Alternatively, everybody agrees that warts are not sort of prevalent among people of the same birth hour. The shaila here, though, is that do warts change after death? Right? If they change after death, well, then the wart that you see is going to look different than the wart that you recognized, that you know from when the fellow was alive. So, Tanakama says, yes, warts can change after death, and therefore you can't assume that the wart that you see actually is the same, right? Looks in the same way that it did when it was alive, and you might be misidentifying. Whereas Eloz ben Mavoy says that warts do not change la'achar misa, and therefore if you can identify the fellow by the wart, it's the same wart as when he was alive. Alternatively, everybody agrees that warts do not change la'achar misa. V'simonim dirabonon, and simonim are midirabonon. Okay, so why does Eloz ben Mavoy say you can use it? There are simonim and there are simonim. There's a regular old simon and then there's a simon muvak. Right? We mentioned the other day a simon muvak. For example, if you're identifying a get by a hole next to a specific letter, if you're identifying a get by a hole next to a specific letter, that is a undeniable sign. I mean, it's a very specific simon. Everyone agrees that works. Right there. Even if you say that simonim midrabanan, that level of specificity is admissible. So now the shaila is a wart considered a simon muvok? So Tanakama says no. Eloz ben Mavoy says yes, and therefore Eloz ben Mavoy would say that even though simonim only midrabanan, still, in this case, the Shuma would be a unique identifier because it is a simon muvik. Okay, givaldi. Gishmak. So, Chevet, that was daf Chav Zayin Masechta Bava Metzia. We talked about simonim today. Very interesting. Moving on into simonim and talking about if it's Doraisa, Derabonon, Nafkeminis. Peace out.